Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic.
Photo finish.
What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
All right, hello. Zoom out, please. Go see the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's Fun Shirt Thursday. Here, as we celebrate America and the troops who died giving us America. Memorial Day weekend. One of the better weekends of the year. Especially I'm going to grill for 4 days in a row. I'm excited. Before I tell you about anything else.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big Ev.
Brandon. Memorial Day is one of the best weekends of the year.
It is. It's, summer's here.
It's here. It's been unfortunate. I was talking to Rico before, the weather last few years hasn't been great, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's Memorial Day, long weekend.
Well, the weather this weekend looks pretty fucking good.
It is good. I was saying it's unfortunate because down the shore, it's not going to be warm.
Yeah.
But no. I live an hour upstate. I'm going back to my parents' house. It's going to be like 80 and sunny.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a pool in my town, and I will be there.
It's Memorial Day. Rico Bosco.
What's up?
Rico Bosco.
Love this country.
God bless America, Rico.
Yep.
How you doing?
I don't love it as much as I did 4 years ago, but I love it.
But there's always hope for maybe next year.
Yeah.
Who knows? I know you were disappointed Twitter didn't work out as well as it did yesterday.
Right.
America.
America.
Let's go to the booth.
Somewhere there's somebody trying to go 5 foot. Ev, I'm a little jealous. There's somebody down there moving in today or tomorrow trying to go 5 for 5 for the weekend.
Yep.
Five drunks in 5 days or five what?
Five, a little bit of both.
Oh, I see. Yeah, five.
Maybe a blonde. Maybe you check the boxes. A blonde, a brunette, a redhead.
Get down Thursday night action.
We call that the bingo card. Daddy issues. Check the boxes.
I'm going to tell you right now.
We might have a guy looking for bingo this weekend, too.
I'm as confident as a man that can be. I've never come.
Smacky Jables.
Jesus Christ, man. I've never come close to 5 for 5. Smacky Jables.
Coral Gables.
We got it. We got it. Ebo. Ebo.
What's up?
First of all, hello, Colin Cooper, sitting in.
Yeah, he looks great. He's just...
One of those guys took a shirt off Doug's desk. I'm not going to tell you which one it was. The newest American citizen in there is just not participating in this day. Is that what's happening?
I'm not an American citizen.
You're not?
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't like being here?
No, I mean, I'd love to be an American citizen, but they won't let me be an American
citizen. I brought a backup shirt if you'd like to put it on.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll go get it.
You're being for real? Because I will go get it for you.
Nah, I'm all right. All good.
Zah, I kind of need you in this thing.
All right. I'll wear it.
Okay.
I'll wear it.
I'm going to need...
It's on your desk?
It's in my bag by my desk, my Mississippi State bag.
All right, I'll bring the bag.
You don't. Somebody else can go get it.
I'll go get it.
Ebo, go get it.
I could do whatever he wants. He's fine.
No, but we're trying to go 5 for 5 here.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be 6 for 6.
Smacky, I can't get that.
What? He's
I mean, do the day at Bar A, knock one down, go to DJ's at night, knock another one down.
Smacky Jable.
doubling up in the day to me doesn't count. It's nice.
That's even more impressive.
That's very impressive.
Also disgusting, but more impressive.
Should we have like a thread? We just have people checking in and just check marks. We have a big code. I think everyone knows what we're talking about.
So we'll start the thread, and when they clock in for one,
How do we put the thread? Because a lot of times, like Ebo gets mad. He's like, "You're inside jokes. Like nobody."
They
gets
just reply
it.
With a green check mark, or a red X.
Well, what are we putting? Who's clocked in? Or
I don't think they clock in. I think
on the board. Who's on the board? And we just start get some green check marks.
I think Jables will be there.
Okay. So how do you want to put it? Who's on the board? 5 for 5.
Smacky Jables is the captain.
I bet Smokes will do it.
Okay.
Smokes will do it.
Smokes, depending where he's going.
What do we? Oh, yeah. What do we set?
It all depends what you're doing this weekend, too.
If Smokes goes 2 for 5, I think it's a hell of a weekend.
It's a great weekend.
400? Yeah, you're
actually, pushing. 1 for 5 is a hell of a weekend to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm married. So, there you go, Zah.
There he is.
There he is.
Nice.
Always bring a backup.
I am a real American.
Fight for the rights of every man.
That guy goes 5 for 5.
That guy's
back in his day. He was going.
That guy's Joe DiMaggio. 56 in a row.
Oh my god!
All summer. He had a summer share.
What are you?
He's a teacher. Took the summers off.
What do you think?
Well, that's what I laugh about.
Hold
too.
On.
We used to get snow days. They would use them. Growing up, they would put them at Thursdays and Tuesdays, so they had like a 6-day weekend. My teachers were probably out shaking their ass 4 days in Belmar.
Yeah. I have two things. First of all, this wouldn't be the show without a little ball busting, so I want to thank Rico, if we can put him on camera, I want to thank Rico for dressing up with the glasses, the shirt, and that does distract from how fucking ridiculously tight his pants are.
They're Muggsy. So maybe you
okay? Well, that first of all, those are
spec. That's
those are wonderful.
Style.
Well, that's a wonderful style. Pant company.
That's the style, baby. That's
did
one
you
of my...
order the right size?
Yeah,
goes to Blink 182 once.
Oh, look at this guy coming in from the top rope. Supposed to stick together.
What? Okay.
I'm getting comp. They don't look great in the chair sitting. Like,
what do y'all think the streak thighs. Is? The best streak is for different girl every day. Think anybody's ever gone 25 in a row.
Let's be realistic.
Kings, one, rich people,
athletes for sure. I think athletes, yeah. Rich people.
Yeah, any lead singer.
Oh, the guy
band.
From they did
oh,
that movie.
Rock stars. Yeah,
what was that
stars.
Movie on Netflix?
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
They could have a different.
Yeah, they were dirt.
Anybody's ever gone 100 days in a row?
Wilt maybe.
I think Wilt was lying.
Yeah, bro, there's got to be like a famous athlete, like a rock star, who's like just a sex addict.
Yeah.
And just needed it.
100 days in a row. I mean, by 75, are you even enjoying it anymore?
I mean, have you watched the HBO Tiger?
Probably are.
The Tiger documentary?
Yeah, I was going to say maybe Tiger Woods.
Right.
He was such a savage, like having like 2 in-laws, and he would have like 9 girls at a time because he needed to like fulfill his like sexual like urges.
This is a gambling show, so I got to ask a question.
It's off to a hot start for gambling.
When it comes to sports gambling, if you could know how many times you've beaten off since you started, would you want to know?
Kinda.
Would you be troubled with that number?
No, I would just think it was funny because it would just seem like an astronomical
number like that.
Just add it up, and then it's like number. 10 to 15 minutes of your life each time. Add that up. How many years off your life? It's depressing as hell.
Like you spent like 2 years of your life jerking off.
Same thing.
I mean, if you see the number and it's like 11,000, like it's some crazy number. Like
also, would you want to know your record in the day, or you know it off the top of your head?
I'm not. I know my record in a day.
It's not many.
It's not many for me.
I
wasn't a cereal guy.
A sick day in like middle school, like high school, probably 5 or 6.
Jesus.
A full like I'm talking like from I woke up to went to bed.
No.
Just nut, just bored.
What's like, the best sport to nut your pants in? Oh, okay, all right.
Shit your pants.
Okay.
That guy's a front runner, 4.5.
Zah wasn't on board with that last
Who's
year.
Who's that guy?
He gave me that less of that look.
He's like, you take it easy.
Yeah. Is that one of those pause looks?
That's my guy, Vinny. Yeah, that was a pause look.
Does he work here?
Yeah.
He's a 4.5.
You always need, your black friends need to keep you in check. They're good for that.
Yeah.
They always keep you in check.
Keep you on trigger.
We got to control. Yeah, we got to control sometimes as white guys.
But, yeah,
we do.
We that clip, that inside the NBA clip bit. when Barkley doesn't realize. When he doesn't realize what he's like, when you're banging a guy, when you're banging and they just can't fucking keep a straight face. It's like.
Y'all just want to comment, everybody that walks by, their hopeful numbers this weekend, because he's 0.5.
Give him an over.
Oh, I'm going.
He could stumble in. Back, Michelangelo.
I think under, and I'll give Enright the over on a half.
There's smokes.
You want to call Jack in and set his number?
What do you think he, what are you saying? What are you saying, Schmacky Nables?
Smacky Jables?
Smacky Jables. I'll put Tommy's
like bulletproof.
Right, good thing.
He's Tommy, doing his take.
What?
Obviously, whoever he's.
Oh, all right. I thought he was doing his own, his little shtick.
He's doing an ad for somebody.
All right, fair enough.
You know, some people here are allowed to do ads.
Yes.
Although,
did I see a graphic correctly? You're out of the doghouse? Letting you back in the house?
No comment on that. No comment. I'm in the house, but I don't have voting privileges.
It's good to be back in the house.
Real quick subject before we go forward. I was going to say AL Central Stadiums. And are there any that you wouldn't go to? Progressive Field, Kauffman Stadium, Comerica Park, Target Field, Guaranteed Rate Field. Are there any that you would never go to?
I don't know where this is going. No, I'd try to go to every baseball stadium.
Every baseball stadium.
I would try
wouldn't
to.
Have a problem going to Target Field? That's not something that's against you right now. You're not.
Are you not up to date, Rico?
Wow.
I told you I don't. I just
maybe read the news one time.
Buddy. Yeah, I don't. I'm like a sideline guy. I don't know. I'm like the parent who screams, "That's a foul!" But they don't know.
I don't think he's qualified to wear that hat.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a break from the hat.
It's a good thing that one's blue.
Yeah. Well,
don't say America.
Well,
I don't really read the box scores. What happened at Target Field? What's going on?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. They're getting Bud Lighted.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're getting Bud Lit. Anyway, Walmart's better anyway. Okay, so we got Heat and the Celtics. Oh, one more thing before we go forward, and we're just wasting time. Don't think I don't know, Ebo. Don't think I don't know that you organized Fun Shirt Friday, and then we all came together and did Fun Shirt Thursday because it's basically our Friday. Don't think I don't know that you're not wearing a fun shirt, and then you're just draping a fucking flag around you, okay?
I called them out immediately.
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
You started Fun Shirt Friday, and you will not wear it.
We're going to bring Smacky Jables in.
Oh, come here. Okay. All right. What are we doing, Rico? Have a seat. Rico wants to talk to you.
No, it's just one question. All right. If you're going to be a baby.
Jack McCarthy?
You're a gambling guy. Big party weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You go 5 for 5 this weekend?
I don't. Why am I in here?
He's asking you a question. He's asking you a question. Sit down.
What's the total?
What's the number?
What's your total? What's
set
your total?
What's the number?
Zero. I don't plan to do anything like that.
Are you locked in?
You just live tweeting the Reds games? All right.
Oh, no. This is an important question. What are you doing this weekend? Where are you going?
I'm going
anywhere.
I'm going up to Lake Placid in upstate New York.
With who? A
bunch of friends.
All right. That hurts his number.
I don't think it.
He's wiped up.
Not his fault. No, it's not his fault.
He's wiped up.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
So for all the girls listening to Pitch Central right now,
yeah, okay.
I am single.
Yeah, but if you're going to the action, that increases your number. All right, Jack.
But there could be some action up there.
Lake Placid with the boys. What's he doing at Lake Placid?
I'm saying, it's nice. There'll be bars up there and stuff.
Who knows?
1.5. I'll be generous.
More like Lake Flaccid, am I right?
No. I kind of want a Friday segment on this show from now on, where Rico sits somebody down and asks them how much pussy they're going to get on the weekend. He just sits everybody down. All right, y'all want to talk about the Heat and the Celtics?
Yeah.
Heat +8 is absolutely the responsible, the right play. If you've watched the series, you have to play Heat +8. I'm going to play Heat +8. I'm terrified about it.
Yeah, you should be.
Yes.
I think what you're saying, and I'm also petrified.
I think it's definitely going.
I'm not sure yet, but that's where I really want to.
I'd be shocked.
8 points. 8 points is a lot of points.
Shocked.
And
also, Vincent's out. Gabe Vincent is out officially.
Yeah, it seems like this could. I know they got kind of handled in the last game. It seems like this is the start to finish blowout. weirdly to me.
The one where it's just it's
never and I know close. The Heat are like seems like one of those teams that doesn't get blown out, but I don't know.
Kinda.
I think
and
the Celtics
eight and a half and 9
tonight.
Point dogs in both games.
Yeah. But here's the thing. The plus sign has been so good to you this series, it's eventually got to turn back the other way once, right? Can't always be a cover for the Heat.
I just don't know how you can – I think the Celtics might blow them out.
I think they will.
But as a non-Boston gambler, as a non-Boston-affiliated person, how can I trust the Celtics after they've only shown it one time? I mean, they had chances in the series to come out and be the Celtics and be great, and they didn't take it. And then finally, when their back got against the wall. Now, I know their back's against the wall again, but there's a world where they win this game by 30. It's never close. There's also a world where they win by 4, and they stay alive. And there's also a world where the Heat win this game by 20.
They only showed it once the series, but like the Sixers series, back against the wall, they won back-to-back.
One in Milwaukee.
I think the thing me and my friend were talking about this morning, and you keep like going back to it. As bad as they look sometimes, the Celtics are still really good when they're on.
They
can like find it for even just like a big stretch or a decent stretch, they can win easily.
And they should be a better team than the Heat.
Absolutely.
They should be a better team than the Heat.
Talent-wise, they have more talent for sure.
I don't know. This is one of those spots where I'm like.
Well, this is the swing game. This is where, does it get real or does it not?
Yeah,
Celtics win, it gets very real.
100%.
They get very real.
It definitely does.
Or they just get their dreams crushed today.
I think game 6 is actually game 7 for the Heat, too.
Where would
I would probably agree.
Would 6 be? Because they hate Saturday nights.
6 is in Heat. Oh, when?
They hate Saturday nights on the end.
Probably Sunday.
They did Saturday night last week with the Lakers and the Nuggets. But I guess they had 2 series going at the time. So.
I'll check.
I think it would be Sunday.
Saturday.
It's really? Also a holiday weekend, too, so it's
Saturday, 8:30.
They hate Saturday nights. You know that.
Saturday, 8:30, yeah, and then Monday.
If they go Saturday, they can come back on Memorial Day night.
That's what it is. If it's 7, it's on Monday night.
Then come back Monday night with a big game.
Makes sense.
And that would be a good spot.
Makes sense.
That's the new Sunday this week, so.
Yeah.
Ebony? You want to set her number, Rico?
Come on, bro.
Okay. Just trying to see where the line is.
Savage?
Trying to see where the line is. I noticed you didn't set a number for Zah. He's going to the shore, I'm sure. Zah? How you doing?
Nah. I'm retired.
You retired?
No shore for me, yeah.
No shore?
No shore for me.
Oh, so I guess the Twitter streets will be quiet this weekend.
We'll be there at some point this summer.
I mean, that's an unnecessary shot right there, Brent.
They're all, we're throwing.
Yeah, I know. The Twitter streets are going to be quiet.
He's never shot. He's got a lot of kills. He's never shot anyone in the front.
I shoot in the front.
I shoot in the front
all the time.
You really don't.
I mean, that was pretty front.
That was a front facing shot.
I'm right here.
I called him out. Yeah.
I'm right here. Nah, but yeah, nothing this weekend.
What else? Now you're on guard.
I'm good.
What's the pants? The tight pants.
Looking after my boy. I don't know. I think getting back to that, I do think the Celtics win. I think it's definitely going 6, and I think the Heat start to get scared, about.
Yeah, a little. I do too. I think game 6 is game 7 for the Heat. It's weird, but if the Celtics get comfortable with their back against the wall, and they've been comfortable before, and they can switch the pressure of the series. It seems stupid, but they can switch the pressure of the series going to Miami in game 6.
I mean, oh yeah, of course they can. I mean, if you go back to Heat, that becomes game 7 essentially. They're in a bad spot. The one thing I will say is though, I think people have kind of forgotten a little bit. This Heat team last year gave the Celtics last year's team, which was better, everything they could handle.
Yeah.
It was a Jimmy Butler missed 3 with like a few seconds left. That was literally the difference. If he hits that shot, Miami wins the series.
Yeah.
Like they've competed with this team fought tooth and nail last year, now this year again. I think they get it done. I actually think they have a good chance they get it done tonight. The more I think about it. I just think.
You're talking yourself into it?
A little bit, because the more I'm thinking about it, like just the way Butler's mentality is, and even Spoelstra's as well. Like, I think they're not coaching to be like, oh, like, let's give them this one. Like, I think late last game, they're having a tough time. It was obviously they're up 3-0. Like, Vincent tweaked his ankle. Jimmy was a little like, obviously he's played a ton. Let him sit a little bit, rest up. But this game, I think you don't want to go back. Like, you obviously going back home is fine, but you don't want to put yourself in that spot. Like, you're trying to win this game, like putting everything on the line tonight.
Gabe Vincent being out does nothing to me. It does, because the way they play, the way their mentality is, the Heat culture, I feel like somebody's just going to fall in there and score 18. Up. Somebody's just going to fall in there and score 18.
Kyle Lowry, a former NBA champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to take the minutes.
Makes sense.
Can I?
He's fucking bulky.
Can I ask a question about what you just said? Is he a former NBA champion or is he an NBA champion?
Excuse me. No, he's an NBA champion. Excuse me. No, you're correct.
Okay.
He deserves that respect. He's an
like
NBA.
A Marine situation?
No, it's like president. You're all, like, you're always Mr. President.
So it's one. So you want to know where that came from? In like MMA and UFC, they always former say, if you're not currently holding the belt, the former.
Because you actually lose champion. That belt.
Yes, correct.
You don't lose your.
See, with NBA, yeah, I think you're always an NBA champion.
Right. No, you are. No, that's correct.
I think when you're introducing him, it's always
NBA. Eli Manning is a Super Bowl champion quarterback. He's not a former Super Bowl champion.
Is Mike Tyson a former heavyweight champion or a heavyweight champion Mike Tyson?
He's like both, kind of. Like,
boxing's different.
Fighting's weird.
There is current champions, so to say, yeah, he's got to be former.
Yeah.
Like, you always will call them, like, champ. Like, they're still, like, the champ, but. Yeah, he's not the current champ. That'd be Tyson Fury.
So that's how do you break that down? Heisman Trophy winner, would you say Heisman
Trophy winner? Yeah,
except former. Reggie Bush.
What about former MVP?
OJ Simpson.
Or would you just say two-time MVP?
Two-time MVP. You say MVP.
What if they won once? Former MVP?
No, MVP. I think when you're introducing him, this guy's a World Series champion with the Reds. He's an MVP.
Usually, when they say one, they'd say the year. I think when it's one. Like, they'd be like, for, like, say, Judge only was one. They'd be like, 2022, like, AL MVP, Aaron Judge.
Y'all want to do some Hall of Fame debates in this show? A little adjust on the fly?
I get into that.
Ebo, could you collect me some baseball Hall of Fame debates?
Sure.
Just some guys that we could just say, hey, is he a Hall of Famer? Is he got work to
them? Active players, or you want retired players?
Let's go active.
Okay. I like that.
I'll start with one, Evan Longoria.
I say no, off the top, just off the rip.
See, numbers are important in baseball. You got to know what they like really are.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I'm gonna guess.
It doesn't feel like he's a Hall of Famer.
His home runs, I'm gonna guess, are in like the high mid to high threes.
I don't think his home runs are gonna be as high as you think they are.
Maybe they're not. They might not be.
Evan Longoria, career 58 win player, 337 homers.
Okay.
Career OPS 806.
Isn't 60 the number for WAR?
Yeah, that's where you start getting into like average Hall of Famer.
Okay,
so he's 58, so he's close.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some 58s in there. There's some. Let's look at that.
Scott Rowland just got in. He was a 70 win player.
So bad OBP actually.
Career only a 265 career hitter, but I think a lot of that's like these guys kind of hurt their career.
I say no. I say no.
Yeah, probably.
I'd say he's short.
Like, just short, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
What about just staying within – is David Wright a Hall of Famer?
I don't know about the longevity.
I don't think – he's like Longoria. Like, he had
– but he was hurt so much.
I think he gets a little bit of the New York bump, but I don't know if – I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer.
Only a career 49 win player.
That's not great.
Yeah.
What's his – give me David Wright's, like, stat line. Like, read it out.
Not good.
296, 376 on base, 491 slugging, career 870 OPS.
How many homers?
242.
How many hits?
17,
yeah.
Yeah, tough, didn't crack 1,000 RBIs or runs.
Yeah, he should have gotten one less hit. Am I right, Rico?
What do you mean?
1776, brother.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Close.
Lower, go down to his like years. Like how many years did he play less than?
Yeah, he's
games.
There's just no way you can say he's a Hall of Famer. He's just not there.
He only played like 9 or 10, like 8, not even like real seasons.
Zoom in on those again.
How many hundred game seasons does he have? 150 game seasons does he have?
Not many.
No, 150.
I'll even say one. I'll even give him like.
He actually
30.
Played, dude.
He's got about 10 years. He's got about 10 years.
He played more than I expected.
8.
He lost the 2 at the end.
9 over 130.
112 and 101 is still. Like, okay. Not awful. He played way more than I thought.
102, so you missed 60 games.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Literally played like 90.
But I thought he was going to have a few 89s on there.
Yeah. Ebo?
I was going to say, look, we can go down the career active war list, and if they retired today, are they a Hall of Famer, yes or no?
Go.
Mike Trout.
Yes.
Yes.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yes.
Yes.
Joey Votto.
Yes, probably.
Was an elite player for a long time.
See Votto's numbers?
Goldschmidt.
I'd like to see Votto's numbers as well.
Here, I'm just curious where he sits because he could be close.
I think yes. Maybe a second ballot guy?
I think Votto's batting average.
342, 297, 1140, 2,000 hits.
I think he has something 64 like 8.
And a half war.
8 or something like that on base
Hold
percentage
on.
Titles.
Go back up, please. Go back up. So he is
He's close.
39, so he's
over 2,000 hits.
He's pretty close to the end.
Isn't there some crazy stat where he's only popped out like 9 times in his career or something like that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
He's won, what is that?
You're woke to that?
He's won how many MVPs? 2?
I think it's crazy.
Or one?
One. I think he won one.
MVP?
I say Joey Votto, second ballot Hall of Famer.
I'm a lean yes.
I think Votto's in.
Continue.
Goldschmidt.
Yes.
I think yes. He's so consistent.
I think he's got a little. I think he's still got a little work to do, right?
He probably does have a little work to do, but
career 60-win player. He's right in front of Longoria at fourth among active players.
I think he's still got a little work to do. He's not that. He's probably 35.
Yeah, 13 season, 35 years old.
So he's going to get the work done.
Can we see his numbers? Because he's been pretty consistent. He's like a consistent like 300 since your watch to it.
Yeah.
300 hits for average. Like he's all around. Just.
The guy right behind Longoria could maybe retire today and be a Hall of Famer, Mookie Betts. He's only in his 10th season.
Really?
Yeah, career 58-win player.
Well, I know he's really good, but his numbers are like stacked up like that.
He's going to cruise to it then.
Yeah, he's going to cruise. If he has like 2 more good seasons, he'll be a Hall of Famer. Okay. Sure.
How many MVPs? Goldschmidt has 1 MVP. Was it last year before?
7-time All-Star. Seven-time All-Star, MVP, 4-time Gold Glove, 5-time Silver Slugger.
295 career average, over 1,000 runs, 1,000 RBIs, 324 homers.
Yeah. If he retired right now, I don't think so.
He's like really close. Like,
dude, Goldschmidt has been an elite guy in the top.
If he retired right now, I don't know. But if he's going to get the 2 extra years he needs, he's going to get to 400 home runs probably.
400 home runs, I think, would lock him up.
All right. That's fun. I enjoy that. Let's keep going. Right after him, right after Mookie Betts, who is it on the war?
Nolan Arenado.
No, that's a no. I think that's a no.
He's only 32.
I think he's
young. Yeah, but he's another guy who's been elite, too.
His fielding's really also incredible. One of the best third basemen, probably of this generation. Him and Machado.
Yeah, Machado's right behind him. Machado's only 30, by the way. So
yeah, Machado's going to cruise to Hall of Fame.
Got some time left, yeah.
Not Hall of Famer, but you got to put Chapman's name in there, too, with respect for third baseman.
I don't know who Chapman is.
Matt Chapman.
Matt Chapman.
He's young.
I know who Chapman is. I just wanted to not give Colin Cooper the satisfaction.
Your hair stinks, Brandon.
Your shirt stinks.
2.5.
Colin Cooper is no chance.
Under.
Way under.
Being nice.
0.
Jesus.
That was mean to me, but that was.
There's going to be some nerdy girls down there. Who was that?
I don't know.
How many girls get crushed? Anyway, what was I about to say? Oh, Colin Cooper was the guest producer on Unnecessary Roughness this week, College Football Podcast, and he fucking sucked.
I put Brandon in a blender yesterday. Just he didn't know what to do with himself.
Roll Tide this, Roll Tide that. Everything was Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. Can you imagine that, Rico, just getting fixated on one team and just not talking about everybody else?
The best part is Brandon would be the one to bring it up and would just stare at me. So it wasn't even.
Did you watch the Bama Rush documentary?
A little bit, I'll be honest.
Disappointing?
It wasn't really jumping off the page. Everything I'm reading is like, it's not that great. There's no real villain. The director makes it about herself.
Is the basketball team not in it?
The basketball team's not in it. Okay. We're trying to win
I finished it last night. It is very boring. There's nothing to it.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll pass.
And you lived the Bama Rush life, right?
I was looking forward to watching it.
I did. It's just like it's more so about girls that are about to go into Rush rather than it being about.
Hard knocks.
It's not that at all.
Abusing them, eat this.
Because yeah, exactly.
Looks like
you don't
shit.
Get access to
you
it.
Don't sit with us. I need hard knocks, like the vile stuff. I don't need I wonder if I get in.
Can I ask y'all a real question? Does Alabama's Rush life, Greek life, is that interesting to you?
It is if they had villains.
He's looking for. I'd say yes.
And the
that's a straight like reality.
Imagine if they leaked the group chats.
Yeah.
They have the private one. Everyone thinks Susie's the friend. Susie's a slut, skank, hoe, bitch, fuck face.
I wanted Joe. First, she went up right to Joe, brought him in the bathroom and sucked his cock.
Susie comes in.
Fuck Susie.
Susie comes in.
Makes sides.
Punches Mary in the face. At the front.
Rico's giving you a glimpse into his group chat. Like,
the house mom has to get involved. We got physical violence. Like, give it to me. Give me all of it. Basically,
girls
make it real world.
Shit.
Can I ask an honest question right now? It's not a joke. If I revealed all of your group chat texts over the last 6 months, would you come to work tomorrow? If I did it this afternoon, would you come to work tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. Just wondering where the line is.
I thought you were pro, like, let's get all the emails out there. Let's get all the text messages out there. But
yeah. No, I mean, we joke around. Yeah. All groups? Like
all it, groups. All groups you've participated in.
No, it's my Staten Island guys are nuts.
No. I meant the Barstool groups. I didn't mean your private life.
Most of them, the Barstool ones are just honestly mostly joking about each other in the chat.
Yeah. Jackie Schmables?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you call him Jackie Tables?
He has like legitimately 12 group chats dedicated to Jackie Tables. It's like he adds Jack first and then just four random people to make fun of Jack.
If it starts snowing early, I'm going to be... You thought December was really bad last year? I'm going to be massively, massively depressed. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What? Give it to me.
I'm all good, man.
I'm going to miss Jack.
Are you?
Yeah, I abuse him. But
are you trying to come with him?
I don't know.
All right.
We don't want to get into that.
Last night, did y'all see the hockey game? Were y'all watching when the hockey game happened?
I did.
No, I heard it was good, but I didn't check.
I wasn't watching. I started watching with about 6 minutes left, and Carolina was down one. They tied it with 3 minutes left. That's exciting enough. And then fucking Florida scored a goal with 4 seconds to go, 3 seconds to go.
That's brutal.
And you could see it coming, too. It was like they were around the net. They got a couple shots. And then just like in slow motion, the guy gathers the puck, goes around the goalie, and the goalie doesn't see it. Kind of maybe getting interfered with. I didn't think it rose to the level of a penalty. But it was – and it got me to thinking, you put 2.5 on that guy.
Yeah, it was being nice.
Yeah, okay.
I also think he might like maybe he'll trap.
Hey, what about the number on that one? I want you to tell me.
You're a fucking animal. You are an animal.
My sister walked by. I wanted to see if he would assign a number.
Sick, dark fucking maniac.
I just wanted to see if you were going to.
Sick fuck. Huh. But you're from Mississippi, so.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Staten Island is the Mississippi of New York.
Just saying.
All right.
People in Mississippi look at their sisters differently than people in New York do. Not you, but people around you, I'm sure.
I don't look at my sister like that. She's too young.
In the own pool.
All right.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
It got me to thinking, hitting a walk-off shot in hockey, as close to a walk-off as you can get, 3 seconds left, because you don't see it coming, it's unexpected, and bang, game's over. But what is the best sport to hit a buzzer beater / walk-off / game winner? And I came up with...
I think you got to go a little bit even further, too. Let's say you're tied in golf or the guy's chasing you and you stick one right to the green. You know what I'm talking about from the fairway?
Well, you can think of any scenario in any sport. Because the only sport you can't really do anything is tennis.
Yep.
Tennis, you have to have the advantage. Like, there's nothing surprising about it.
Yeah.
So it is like a win by two element.
Yeah.
The win by two element kind of takes it away. But I think it comes down to two sports. I think it comes down to now in football, you've got scoring a game winning touchdown or kicking a game winning field goal. I think you'll game winning touchdown. Field goal is not quite as. So it's that walk off home run or buzzer beater in basketball. I think it comes down to walk off home run and buzzer beater in basketball.
Without question.
Because in hockey, the thing that gets in your way is with 3 seconds left, he hits the goal. They celebrate, they hug, but then they have to go back and face off and finish the game. Whereas baseball, you had a walk-off home run, the entire 60,000-seat stadium stops and admires you as you slowly run around the bases and your entire team waits for you. That is the most me moment in baseball when you hit a walk-off home run and the whole world waits for you to get home and pat you on the back.
Or honestly, I have one that it's a little bit different, but I think it kind of matches up. Like landing just like a one-hitter quitter knockout.
Yeah. Now, do you need to be losing that fight to make it really have impact, or does it matter?
a storyline, I think. Like, that's what I love about, like, boxing and, like, fighting is that the storylines are, like, incredible.
What?
The two that stick out to me are, like, and one of them is a comeback. Like, Leon Edwards was literally down three rounds to one, was losing the last round, 50 seconds left. It's the equivalent of scoring a 50-point touchdown. So, head kick, knockout, sleep, game over, winner, belt holder. Or, like, the Adesanya one, like, he had been beaten by this guy three times, knocked out twice, up against the cage, getting rained on, and then just bang.
Can I throw one more at you?
Sure.
Where would you rank these? Down in the count, down in the fight, fourth round, surprise knockout, the Adesanya one, or walking right out of the let's fight right out of the start, knockout in the first 5 or 6 seconds.
Back up, like the Leon Edwards one made me feel. I still
the one punch knockout at the beginning doesn't do anything for you.
But the losing, like the losing, and his story specifically was so interesting because it was versus this dominant champion. He wasn't the most like boisterous personality. Like if he lost that fight, he was never going to get a shot again, probably ever. To me, like that as a sports fan made me feel things I almost never felt before.
Okay,
and then meeting him in person, going to interview him was like the coolest guy. I was like, I didn't sleep that night. It was so like such a magical moment of sports. I thought.
Every time somebody walks by, I look at Rico.
He
wanted to be mean to that guy. He had restraint.
Yeah. Well, there's a start.
I think the down and out as well.
Of a UFC fight.
Even boxing, too. Same thing. If you're losing and then knock the guy out, like there's something just magical about that.
Because I almost feel like boxing, like one punch knockout, almost feels like a little fluky or like it was a. Like I wonder, like, ooh, should that guy have been in the fight? But it's super impressive to just one punch the guy out.
Well, that's pretty much boxing. UFC is really the only sports that can just end like that.
Yeah, that's why I think it's like
everything else has a clock. It has a time frame. You got to get to this. You got to score the most points. But
you probably know
like
this.
That.
What was this TikTok? It's a famous one. This guy's getting rocked. He's down, and they're like, "Oh, he's gonna stop the fight," and then he gets the other guy with an uppercut and completely comes out of nowhere and knocks him out. Rogan's definitely on the commentary, but
I think you just described the Adesanya fight.
No, I don't think
where
that's
he was up
it.
Against
it's,
the.
I think it's two white guys. Is it two white guys?
No,
it's not. Never mind.
There's been kind of a few of those. Like, there's
where did
one,
you see that?
There's one. TikTok. There's one famous one where they're like boys, and he lands like a vicious, and he lands a vicious body shot, and he wasn't thinking. He legitimately like crumbled up, and the guy ran in for the kill, and he just had like and just went. And just like laid him
similar
out.
Similar to that, yeah, I know
he
I
wasn't
described
thinking.
It horrific.
He didn't bait him. He was like
but this. Like they probably should have stopped the fight, and then this guy steals the show. It's crazy. It was.
Oh,
I know
oh,
the one
oh,
you're talking about.
Oh, Pat. It's a black guy and a white guy.
Yes,
Pat Barrycheck Congo.
Yeah,
one of my favorites. The fight literally should have been like stopped on the other guy's behalf.
Yes,
like and then he just landed a big shot. He knocked him out and then wobbled away. Yeah. It was insane.
Pull it up.
That's probably the craziest exchange. Like
I'm almost certain he can't.
Probably not.
And you know that.
You want us to put UFC footage on YouTube?
Check Congo, excuse me.
Do you think we should be allowed to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should be allowed to do that. But
we should. I mean, it's promotion for them.
I'm shocked that you use TikTok.
There should be a big fight. This should be a big fight weekend, too.
You think every...
But it's not because everyone's got a million other things going on.
Now, wait a minute.
Like, there's no UFC fights this weekend at all.
Y'all are going to sit here and act like... WWE doesn't have Night of Champions on Saturday, and AEW doesn't have Double or Nothing on Sunday because you are both full of shit.
Hmm.
They do. And is wrestling interviewing one of the headliners of AEW Double or Nothing today? Sure.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Sure.
My buddy coming in?
No, he's not coming in.
Damn, I would like to see him.
He's too busy these days. I'm gonna get him when I get out to Chicago. I think
he's rich now, huh?
Oh, he's rich. Yeah,
that's really good for Nick.
Who's he with? WWE.
Big interview.
No, he's talking about MJF.
Yeah, I know. He's with WWE.
He's with AEW.
How far down is AEW compared to WWE?
It is not as
on the rise, right?
Doesn't have 40 years or 50 years of success and WrestleMania and all that, but it's for a promotion that started in 2019. It's a phenomenal success. Okay. phenomenal success.
I didn't know it started that recently.
Started in 2019, October 2019.
What did you wrestle in with Ben Bishop? What was that?
Oh, just some independent wrestling in Jersey. I don't even remember. Invictus Pro Wrestling, I think. There's just little independents like that all over the country that you can get in and stuff.
That's the one the movie's basically about, the traveling shows and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a phenomenal movie.
Don't a lot of guys now currently, maybe they cut it down. Do a lot of guys now still currently like travel like that? They do Tuesday night shows in Worcester that are just not broadcasted?
Well, I mean, everybody that's not in AEW or WWE does it.
Yeah.
I had Matt Cardona last week. He's making a very good living just doing that. Just going, he was in Queens one night. He was in Cleveland the next. He was in Detroit the next and just going and.
Who's covering their flights?
He is.
Damn.
He's demanding, you know, he commands a rate, and he takes all the money's his. Like, he doesn't have to share it with anybody. He doesn't have to do revenue share or anything like that. So, and then this motherfucker came in here, he left Florida. He was coming here for a day, Cleveland for a day, Detroit for a day. He walked in here with six bags. Six. He had his clothes, his wrestling gear, his cape and crown, and then he had one bag, which was all the stuff he was going to sell. All T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
T-shirts, right. Rubber foam fingers, all that stuff. Eight, like six bags. And he had a girl with him, a woman with him, and she had three bags herself doing the same thing. So,
you've obviously seen the movie The Wrestler, right? You had to.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
It's sad. It makes me feel sad for some of those guys, though.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke was fantastic. Truth,
like the reality.
It's a sad movie.
See, I don't know Mickey Rourke from anything else. I know, like, I knew the name. Oh, Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke. Like, I didn't know him from anything else.
He's big in the '80s, and he got in a lot of trouble. I don't think he was, but he might have been. He could have been. I don't know. But he was in some questionable stuff in the late '80s. He was also in Iron Man 2.
Drugs.
Iron Man 2. He was the guy that threw around.
Yeah, he was in Iron Man. Boy, what kind of questionable, like, career choices or weird movies?
I think some sex stuff. He had some sex issues. Maybe some drug issues, too.
That's him in Diner? He's like the main guy.
Was in Diner?
Diner?
Okay. Well, I didn't see Diner, so I
You didn't see Diner?
Did I? What did I? Is there an echo?
Diner's a good movie. It's about buddies.
I thought it was about a diner.
Yeah, they go to the diner, but it's about buddies. You need to see Vision Quest. Make that your homework assignment.
Are you a big Sandlot guy?
Yeah.
Because on the Double Play podcast with Chris Limmer right now, I argue that Little Big League is superior to the Sandlot. And I make that correct argument. Sandlot is...
Little Big League's one of the most underrated baseball movies, but Sandlot's fucking great, dude.
Sandlot's overrated. It's good. I like it. I enjoy it.
How old were you when it came out?
I was 14.
Yeah, so like you thought it was... 14. Like I was six. Like that was like you dreamed of the dog.
And your brain never quite caught up to mine, so I got it.
Fair enough.
If that makes sense. Never quite developed to the level of me. We're recording today, and I watched two movies last night that just absolutely pissed me off. And
wait, have you seen Vision Quest?
No. I'm aware of it, but I never.
Good.
What's it about?
High school wrestler, state champion in his bracket, is going to lose weight to fight the top wrestler in the state, and the process of him losing the weight and this whole thing. It's a Vision Quest. It's
don't you agree that Vision Quest is a bad title for that movie? Vision Quest sounds like some sort of sci-fi.
No, because he's got his buddy.
Thing.
Buddy goes, you're on a Vision Quest, man. You're on a Vision Quest.
I think Vision Quest is a bad title.
It sounds to me like Viking Quest.
It's a good movie.
Victory!
Weird, like, romantic story in there, but really, really good movie. Matthew Modine.
What are the best sports moments involving America? The best sports moments that make you go, America, fuck yeah. Number one is obvious.
Yep.
Number one is obvious. Number two, is it Rocky Balboa knocking out Drago? Is it what? What's number two?
A fictitious.
No, I was talking about when Rocky. I wasn't talking about.
I mean, even as a
that was real.
Even as a Met hater. Piazza's home run still gives you chills. First game back after 9/11.
How about GW throwing out the first pitch?
That's a good one, too. As a Yankee hater, I will say that. That's a fucking strike.
Wait, what is your number one?
Miracle on Ice.
Oh, I was going to say the Mets-Phillies game when they killed Bin Laden.
Over the motherfucking Miracle on Ice?
Miracle on Ice. That ended the Cold War.
When they killed Bin Laden and the whole stadium found out.
Miracle on fucking Ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miracle on Ice is better.
So... Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
What are you doing?
So I was going to go take a shit, but there was someone in there, so I was not going to take a shit with your shirt on.
Respect.
There you go.
That's nice. Somebody's in there. That's one of the more heartbreaking feelings in this office.
Yeah, yeah, following up someone.
Not just following, but knowing you got to go, and then you take that door handle, and it goes, yeah. It just stops, and you're like.
You know what the funny thing is? I was just thinking about it. Throughout all my travels, America is the only place on this planet that has the stalls that don't have the walls that go all the way down. Anywhere else on the planet that you go, the stall is like goes to.
Well,
the ground.
We have. I think that's a mark of a nice bathroom in this country, right? There are those exist, but that, when I get in one of those, I feel like the fanciest shitter in the history of the world. When I got a stall that goes all the way down.
So you're saying
other places in this world, every bathroom has a stall that goes all the way down?
If I go through my memory bank,
but don't a lot of European countries
like that. Europe,
but in European countries isn't they have like not even like a real toilet, just like a hole in the ground, like squat over.
I don't.
It's definitely a thing.
Where in Europe is it?
That's definitely a thing.
You sure you're not talking about?
I thought he was going bidet. I didn't think you were.
No. I feel like people even talk about it like I'm not. I don't know.
So you sure you're not? So Africa has long drop toilets.
No, but I thought like even some European countries they're much more kind of open about like the privacy aspect of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't recall.
Like I thought,
I've seen that in Africa.
I thought in Europe there were some places where they like more like because I know I'd seen it in like Russia. I know some places they have it too, but I know I thought in like I know Russia is a little bit both. But
I'm seeing some squat toilets in Eastern Europe.
That's what I was thinking of. There's not like a toilet like we have. Like it's literally almost like a hole in the ground.
We are limping to the finish line.
Yeah, sorry to derail.
Wild topics.
We are limping to the finish line. We are trying. If I could get the yak to start right now, I would. I promise y'all, and I know y'all would be happy with that. But I, you know, who's here today? Anybody know who's here?
Oh yeah,
Tommy Walker.
Oh. Tommy Walker's here.
TW.
Did you guys see Stu's tweet last night?
No, what was it?
It's just stupid.
Of
all the people involved in the dozen, who do you think would say something dumb about the dozen? Yeah. Put it that way.
The way I look at that is,
you kind of knew what you were.
What do we think was going to happen?
Yeah, right.
Right. So
you're not really giving
I,
any.
I kinda
that's like saying, I like, hey, I haven't oh, seen, hey, I haven't seen Fast and the Furious yet. Like, don't tell me what it's about. And like you say, well, there's an explosion. You ruined it.
I have never gotten into the Fast movies.
None.
I can't do it.
First two are awesome.
I watched the first one.
I think the second one's even better.
It was fine. It was fine.
Two were that good.
I love the first
two. One and two were actually car movies.
It's illegal drag racing? Is that the premise?
That's what one and two were.
I mean, sort of, but like it's not like the it is, but it isn't. It's like.
But then three, yeah. Then it turned. Then what are they getting?
Turn into Die Hard on wheels. Like it turns into like
the first one is more like street racing. The first one's more like he's the cop and like. He kind of goes in, but then they ends up liking him, and he likes the sister and all that. Because then the second one, it's more him and his boy, like him and Tyrese, which is awesome.
Tyrese, one of those guys, I
love
when he's
Tyrese.
In stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever had anything that really carried him, I guess, other than Four Brothers.
Well, I think, but he's also.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, I think they were just making, he probably makes so much fucking money.
Yeah, no.
That franchise has absolutely just taken about four or five actors and absolutely made them rich beyond. But
Ludacris has become like a legit actor from that, basically.
Ludacris was good in Crash, and Ludacris was good
in other stuff.
SVU episodes. Ludacris.
He's a legitimate. I actually was funny because I was acting, because Ken Jack said he thought Jack Harlow was horrible in the new White Man Can Jump. I didn't think he was great by any means, but I didn't think he was like that awful. But I asked him, I was like, who do you think is the best like rapper turned actor that's not like full-time actor? For example, I said, like, don't use like Ice-T or Ice Cube. They're like actors.
Yeah.
Like, who's the rapper that's done like a few things that's like good at acting?
No joke, I think I might have a Cane's sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
I said I thought T.I. has been good in a lot of shit. I love the movie ATL.
Yeah.
There's great ATL, but also we kind of agreed like you're like playing yourself kind of. So,
did he only do one movie or did he do a couple of things? But Eminem,
we brought up him too because another word it's and obviously 8 Mile is playing himself, but he's just he had
good.
Some hysterical cameos,
yeah.
Funny people. The Ray, like he's like, he's like, You got a problem, buddy? Yeah. And Ray's like, he's like, you want to fuck me? Is that what this is?
I think they should write another one for Eminem.
And then in the interview, you know what I'm talking about? You've ever seen the interview?
Oh.
With Seth Rogen and...
That's the one in North Korea?
That's the one that got, like, banned. Yeah, I didn't see that.
He's the opening scene, because they do, like, trash TV, and it's him, like... It's hysterical, but he basically admits he's gay on air, and it's so fucking funny. He's like, I've basically been living a breadcrumb trail of gayness in my raps. No one figured it. It's so funny.
Snoop Dogg was always good.
Yeah,
Starsky and
good.
Hutch. Snoop's fantastic in that movie.
He's a good. He's an entertainer. 50, I think, is 50 is hit or miss, but when he's in like the right role, he can be very good.
When's that? What's that big movie coming out about? Like. Space or some shit. It's like the big blockbuster coming out. Fuck.
Guardians 3?
No.
Guardians of Galaxy or whatever? It was in here.
Make me look this shit up.
Yeah, we are.
It's like 2001 A Space Odyssey?
You're talking about Star Wars, I think.
No, it's not space. It's
Star Trek?
If, do you count Drake in that? He just is an actor.
He was an actor before a rapper, I guess. I actually loved Degrassi, actually.
He was great in those ESPY sketches.
Yeah, he was good.
Oppenheimer.
That's not space.
I don't know a lot about it, but I know.
Also, I think they moved it to like from the summer to November.
Really?
That's also.
Yo, let me ask you this. No, it says July 21st.
Atomic bomb, isn't it?
Did summer movies die?
I don't think so. I think they.
I think they just got replaced by the Marvel movies.
Yeah, they're now just the Marvel movies.
When's that gonna die?
I think Guardians 3 is one of the better ones.
It was good.
But if you really wanted to watch all the Marvel, like what was the last one? Endgame? That was the last one? Or there's still shit going on?
I mean, no, there's one every year. There's two every year.
If you wanted to watch up to Endgame, I think you had to watch, I was told, 38 to 53 full movies to catch up.
I think
all the Spider-Mans, all the Iron Mans, like you had to, it was crazy.
People are coming for Zod's heads after with Endgame.
Remember?
Spoil Endgame? Yeah.
He retweeted LeSean McCoy.
Oh.
It's like, RIP my dog, Tony Stark.
RIP my dog.
And then I remember, that was the old office. We were all telling Zod, we're like, you won't retweet it. He retweets it, the whole world, they're like, Zod, what the fuck? Mm. He's replies, his mentions are going crazy,
fucking
asshole.
I love that.
Oh, good times.
So funny. Like the day it came out.
Good times.
That movie was wild.
That was at the tables. We have desks. We just had a big ass table.
Tony Stark dies. Bruce Willis is really dead.
No.
G-Baby dies.
Oh, man.
That movie was nuts.
G-Baby still hurts.
Have you seen that movie?
Hardball?
Yeah.
No.
I forgot. I remember you said you have it. That
the fuck
pisses
is your
me
problem?
Off.
What? I just hadn't seen that movie.
It's actually free on YouTube.
Good film.
All right.
Ads, but
all right.
It's free.
I mean, I'm culturally aware of it so much, I don't need to see it. Like,
you're looking for
it's good, though.
Are you looking for God?
A young Michael B. Jordan?
Are you looking for God, son? No, I'm looking for the balls to cover.
I'm looking for the balls to cover.
It's the opening line. It's
so good. Unreal, so good.
Oh, my God.
I watched Happy Gilmore last night.
I can't watch, though. I can't judge those anymore. I don't, like, I've laughed at those a million times.
I did not enjoy it.
I still enjoy them. They still get a laugh at them.
I judge a comedy now on just the one view. Like, Good Boys, watched that once. I was like, all right, that how's that laugh? Like,
what's Good Boys?
About the little kids trying to get their first kiss. Came out recently.
Okay.
It's, like, dirty. It's very funny.
I've seen 15 movies in the last 15 years.
Yeah, like, you don't watch movies.
I got kids.
Watch pro.
I think I'm going to take Tommy to go see Guardians 3 tomorrow. You said it's good, Ebo?
Yeah, I actually liked it. It was one of the ones where you didn't actually have to really know, watch one or two to watch it.
We're watching, we watched Super Mario Brothers the other night. It was fine.
I heard it was dumb. Jeff D. Lowe thought it was like going to be a real movie.
I mean, it's aimed at kids.
It's
aimed at kids, yeah.
I went to see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in theaters a couple years ago. Or a year, 8, 9 years ago now. That was.
I'll tell you a video game movie that's better than it had any right to be was the Sonic. Hedgehog Sonic.
Yeah, it was pretty
that.
Good.
Sonic was good, and Sonic really? 2 was pretty. Sonic Hedgehog movie was pretty good.
What is the what kind of premise do they put for Sonic? Because even in the video game, you don't know what it is. It's just a fucking.
So it opens with him like coming from his planet to Earth.
Well, he's an alien.
He needs to survive.
He's an alien who ends up here. He's running from his home planet and he ends up here, and he's him trying to fit in here, and his the bad people find him and stuff like that. But it's Sonic the Hedgehog movie is better than Super Mario Brothers movie by a substantial margin.
Jim Carrey as Dr. Eggman, and then Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. Two of the more bizarre role castings.
Jim Carrey worked.
Yeah, it did work, but I was waiting for like some big fatso.
Jim Carrey, man of God. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, he has been. Wasn't he like crazy the other way?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
He was literally playing God in his movies.
Yeah.
Evan Almighty, the Bruce Almighty.
That wasn't
Evan
a great
Almighty
movie either.
Yeah, they weren't great.
Did they get divorced, him and Jenny McCarthy?
Was he married to Jenny McCarthy?
Oh, yeah.
I think they got divorced a long time ago. I don't think they lasted at all.
No idea.
He was married to Lauren Holly at first.
She was something. Who's Lauren Holly?
The red hair girl in Dumb and Dumb.
Oh, really? That's how she got into it.
She was married to her at first. All right.
Who's the hottest redhead of all time?
Oh, Jessica Rabbit. Nicole Kidman.
Girl from Suits is up there. Watch Suits.
Oh, how about isn't the girl from Mad Men?
Girl from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
She's pretty
good. Sacha Baron Cohen's wife.
Is that really his wife? Good for him. I'm trying to think of some other.
What's Zod shocked about?
Christina Hendricks? What are we doing?
I just showed Zod the NVIDIA stock price today.
It's up 27% in a day. That is insane.
What are y'all talking about?
It's Invictus.
Got some Zah?
Rico asked.
NVIDIA.
I wish I did.
Oh. They make computer cards that power all these graphics and computers.
All right.
He was shocked.
Big F, give me your picks for tonight, buddy.
So we're on the Reds. We're on the Rays early, and we're on the Yankees. I think we're going to be on the Heat in the over.
Going into Memorial Day, he's betting on the Reds.
Well, it's right now, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a Rico Red guy.
Got the hit parade, too.
I got Heat plus +8. Can I just tell you the truth? I'm scared to death of that. I
am, too. That's
I don't
why
believe
I'm,
in it.
That's why I'm afraid to commit to it.
I don't believe in it. I do like the over. I like the over. That's my picks. Go ahead, Rico.
I'm going to take the Rockies. The guy got bit in the ass yesterday. I'll take the Rockies money line. And I'll take the A's Mariners over 7.5. I think the Mariners might score 7.5 themselves, to be honest.
Hey, was hot ice the phrase from Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
Why didn't you just, after all these times I've said it, why wouldn't you ever just tell me that?
I've told you that a million times.
Rookie of the Year was terrible. It's the worst baseball movie. It's awful.
Shit on Henry Roan Gardner.
Yeah. Although that kid showing up in American Pie later was an interesting career.
Tyra Reid is peak.
What? You didn't know that?
No.
You didn't know that was a kid?
That just punched me in the fucking
head. Did you see
Holy
his face?
Fuck. Yeah.
You really had no idea?
No clue.
Big Ev legitimately fell back in the seat. Went like this.
No clue. I was stunned. It just hit me in the face.
The Rookie of the Year was
the, I know. The second you said it, I saw it. He's Kevin.
Yeah.
He's Kevin.
You think, let me pitch this.
Holy
Jeff.
Fuck.
Jeff's good. What about a game show like that?
Yeah.
They show an actor and you get points until you run out of like, oh, he was in that. He was in this.
Get more points for the smaller role he does.
And you get the more obscure. You know one that, like, growing up in this age, you probably won't remember the show. Maybe the chat will pick it up. Do you ever remember the show MTV Undressed?
I've heard of it.
They had, they would just, the episodes, there was no, like, the seasons would just go forever. But there were a million people that, and I haven't watched it in 10 years. You'd be like, oh, my God, they were in this. Undressed was just a hub of, like, random-ass actors in the 2000s. Crazy. Mm. But that game, I think that's a game show. Like, oh, he's in that. He's in this.
What are you doing this weekend?
Probably the pool, maybe, if it gets hot a little bit.
No. What are you doing this weekend?
You know.
You're going home. Going home, hopefully getting someone's pool. It's going to be hot. It's going to be, like, 75, 80 degrees in Goshen.
So. Oh, and I'll be tracking check marks.
Good.
I'll just be tracking check marks.
That's right. We got to get that going.
Just gambling a lot of baseball.
You want to set TJ's number? He's looking. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
5 for 5.
5 for 5 for TJ. Wow.
4.5.
Huh.
TJ, just
nod. You going for 5 for 5 this weekend? Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, brother.
What's up, hon? You want to see a real skull at night?
Jesus Christ. All right. The Yak is up next.